For those that were at, you can take your seat, guys. For those that were at Crossover Service, they played the testimony, and I loved it so much. So I wanted everybody, in case there are people that couldn't make Crossover Service, so that you will hear it. Hallelujah. Amazing. Amazing. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can't hear you. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome to the first Sunday of the year. I'm excited about 2021. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm very excited about it. You know, I'm going to read a few other testimonies in short. But testimonies like this remind us that God is always faithful. Somebody getting what I'm saying? God is faithful. Many people, see, 2020, yes, on the general, it was rough. But you see, the same way, I said it during the Crossover Service, God gives the word for the year generally, but it manifests personally. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a general word, but it doesn't necessarily work for the general public. If you tap into it, it works. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If you tap into it, it works. Because I discovered, I saw a lot of people, you know, on social media and everything saying, all these people that say this year will be this. Did you see how the year was? It was still good for people now. Can't you understand? It's not for general public. God never speaks. Now, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes shall not perish. Are people not perishing? It doesn't mean it has worked for everybody. I don't know if you got what I'm saying. He said, if you believe, then you get eternal life. If you don't believe, yeah, you will perish. Even though there's an arrangement for you not to perish, you will still perish. I don't know if you got what I'm saying. Jesus didn't die for only Kingsley. He died for who? The whole world. Is everybody going to partake of the salvation? No. So please, don't be among those people that say, you push not hype 2021. What are you talking? It's not you that... Do you understand what I'm saying? You think God didn't know there was going to be COVID? You think God was shocked that, what is this? You think that will happen? God knows. So when he says all things are ready, it will still work for you in spite of. And where the world is going, there will still be no peace in this world. Jesus is coming soon. Part of the end time plan is that things, there will be chaos. Don't let that throw you. Don't let that confuse you. You hold on to the word personally. God will always be faithful to you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'll talk about a bit about the word prosper. You know, there are some things I want to try and cover today. And it's also a Thanksgiving service. I just believe God will give us speed. When the Bible uses the word prosper, it's not talking about that you have a bag of money. It's not talking about that you have an account that is jammed. That's not what it means. The word prosper in Scripture means progress. In fact, the original translation in Greek means pushing forward. Pushing forward. So it simply means progress. But unfortunately for us, most of us, the way we see God's blessing or God's prosperity, we're always thinking of a Bentley, a Rolls Royce, a mansion. That's not necessarily. Let me paint a picture. If in 2020 they cut your salary, will you see it as prosperity? If in 2020 they cut your salary, will you see it as prosperity? The answer is no. You will not see that. But what if everybody around you lost their job? And your own, they just cut your own small. Are you prosperous or not? You are very prosperous. You are very prosperous. You see, but if you just look at it from, they just come back. But many people lost their jobs. And all God needs to do is to start supplying you wisdom of how to still thrive in spite of that cut of the salary. He will start opening channels of blessing for you. He will sometimes what God needs to do for you to be blessed is to cut your expenses. And if you get what I'm saying, your salary might not go up, but he will remove something that has been eating your money. That way you now have more money available to you. And if somebody's getting what I'm saying. But most times we are always in the material. There was a testimony I heard of somebody that got a job, a great job, and somehow he didn't have peace to take the job. Great job, beautiful job, high-paying job. But he didn't have peace. You know, he prayed. And that's what I need, Christians. This year, you must grow spiritually. There's another guy's testimony, too, that is like that. You must grow spiritually. It's not every open door that is an open door to blessing. Some open door, they are traps. Do you understand? Those of you that have done hunting, or I've always loved animals, so I've always been fascinated by animals. So I've done all kinds of hunting, both local and international. I love hunting. I love animals. So when they want to catch birds, those days, they will put a cage and put food inside. It's an open door. Hey. But if you enter that door, your life will never. Okay, because you are now a trap bird. It's an open door to blessing. But it's not every open door, that's an open door to blessing. Hallelujah. So this guy got this job offer. He didn't feel peace in his heart to go. He couldn't just find himself going. Big job, better paying, everything. And he didn't take the job. Do you know what happened? 1 week or 2 weeks after he should have resumed, they bombed World Trade Center. And that's where his office would have been. You see, taking that job, it will look like prosperity, Abby, until he dies the next week. So as a Christian, our idea of prosperity is not abundance of money. That's the mistake we are making. We're always thinking of, if I don't have plenty of money, I've not prospered. If I've not married, I'm not. Do you know that people have run mad after they married? Because the husband or wife killed them? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So sometimes God is sparing you. There are many people that are married now, they want to be single. I'm a counselor, so I can tell you for free. There are many people now, their prayer point is that, oh Lord, make me single again. Because what their eyes is seeing inside the thing they call marriage, that they enter. So you need to understand how that works. Let me read a few other testimonies. Because I want to pray today. God told us that in 2021, there's an anointing for properties. Hallelujah. There's an anointing for properties. So people are going to buy properties. People are going to get properties. All right? So we're going to pray about that. I'm going to pray about that in the midst of size. But Luke chapter 6, quickly. Luke chapter 6, verse 21. Please, if you were not at Crossover Service, even if you were there, go and get the message. It's short. I'm sure they can download it for you or whatever. It's free. Get the message for the year so that you listen to it over and over again. I'm not going to teach on the word for the year today, per se. I'm moving forward, but we've already talked about it. But this word is very important. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall what? Be filled. And blessed are ye that what? Weep now, for you shall laugh. Hallelujah. If 2020 was tough for you, God is saying in 2021, you will laugh. Maybe you wept in 2020, you sorrowed in 2020, you complained and murmured in 2020, you were sad in 2020. God is saying in 2021, you shall laugh. Say, He will fill our mouth with laughter. That's the prophecy for the year. Tap into it. Believe it. He will fill our mouth with what? Laughter. That was the word. That was what happened to Sarah and Abraham. Abraham and Sarah. Sarah said, God has caused me to laugh, and all that hear it or see it will laugh with me. That's the kind of testimony you will have this year. You heard this guy's testimony. He had less than 3 years experience. The job required 5 years experience. But he said, you know how we do in DCC, we walk by faith. We don't care what the rules are, we will apply. When you're a child of the house, there are some things I want to be. If I don't hear it from your mouth, I know you're not yet. You don't understand what we're doing. Does somebody get what I'm saying? The best testimonies for me, let me just give you my secret or my passion. My best testimony is not that Pastor K prayed for me and I got something. You won't always see me to pray for you. The best testimonies are like this. When you apply the word of God and it works for you. That way, see, you can't walk in victory by somebody praying for you. And our passion and vision as DCC is to bring you to a place where you walk in victory. That means you are winning after winning. And that comes by understanding the word and applying it. Can't somebody pray for you every day? No, every day you have prayer points. Every day. My brother, every day you have prayer points. Oh God, do it. Oh God, do it. Oh, every day. That's not my passion here. That's not my passion here. I want to teach you the word so that you have a hang of the word, because the word works. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? The word of God will work for whoever. There's so much of that today in Nigeria.
Prayer. And prayer is good if it's prayer of fellowship. But the prayer most people are doing is prayer of begging every day. Oh God, you see me here. Hey God, I'm sorry. Hey. I mean, really? Where are people learning these things from? Where are people learning these things from? Those are the kind of testimonies me I like to hear. That I applied the word. I acted in faith. I didn't have the experience. I acted in faith. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I held on to the word for the year. Say, he will fill my mouth with laughter. This year you will laugh in the name of Jesus. Amen. And when Sarah gave birth to their son, they named him Isaac. Guess what Isaac means? Laughter. Hallelujah. They too knew that this blessing is laughter. There's no other name for this boy than laughter. Because it doesn't make any sense that I'm having a child at this age. That's how that testimony was. I'm not qualified, but I'm the one that got the job. And they now made me offer. I rejected it. Me that didn't qualify, I should be begging them. Anything they give me, I say, thank you. Thank you. No! They made him offer. I said, no, that's, I have a salary I'm expecting. The one they made him was already more than double of what he was earning. Shouldn't he just collect it? That's laughter. When you hear that conversation, you laugh. That this guy is not serious. He's laughing. But he too is laughing to the bank. And you heard him say in 2020 that a lot of money flowed through his hand. Some flowed to me too. From his hand. So that's what I mean. I'm laughing. Yeah, we are together. Are you getting what I'm saying, somebody? Glory to God. Yeah. So that's what I want to hear. So go and get the message I preach in Crossover for the year. Please go and get it. I can't recap all of it. I want to move forward with some other things today. Let me read a few testimonies. I believe it won't consume all my time, but let me just read some. It says, if you recall, sir, okay, let me start from, there are a few. I just want to try and manage the time as much as I can. Okay, this one says, Happy New Year, sir. What you said about the declaration word being general but experience is personal is so true, sir. He said, in 2020, it was a year of everything is now ready for me and my family. He said, I held on to that word literally and it became flesh in my life. I started January with an increase in salary. God also blessed me with my dream car. He said, I got promoted at work, which attracted a higher pay again and other benefits. I also traveled on business trip with my MD. My wife also got an increase in her salary. God indeed had been faithful to mention a few. He said, I'm holding on to this word again in 2021. It's my year of laughter. He said, you also mentioned that we will own properties. I believe in that prophecy, and I will be sowing to that cause. I will share my testimony with you by December 2021. Hallelujah. Clap, let's celebrate God. Let's always celebrate God when you hear a testimony. You see, this happened in 2020, in the year where people said everything was bad. There's no general suffering and there's no general enjoyment. That's what I've learned. God will still deal with you personally. There can be famine in the land, but if you hear word and you are following God, in the midst of that chaos, God will still bless you. There's no general suffering. Don't answer anybody. That we're all suffering. Na lie. It's not we are. There's no we. And there's no general enjoyment. There's no we are. Haven't you seen people that are in the midst of very rich people? Things. It's only once in a while. They all say, okay, Moku go London now. Moku, where I will go see for London now. That's when you don't know there's somebody there. You don't even get passport. How much more visa? How much more tickets? But apart from that, they're all hanging out. They all look the same. You all have clout. Now, small things will make you know the difference. Say, okay, I'm going to go house now. Everybody's going to Ikoyi. You are going to Ikorodu. They are all Iko. They are all Iko. Ikoyi, Ikorodu, they are the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's no general enjoyment. You know, I've seen many of those. A group of four friends. One, no, you don't even get house. But they are four friends. The three billionaires. He's amongst them. Nothing. There's no collective enjoyment. No such thing. And there's no collective suffering. God will still deal with you individually if you are ready. And are you ready this year? So don't join. I saw a lot of nonsense last year. Yes, the economy was affected. I agree. Even me, I travel a lot. I couldn't travel once last year, apart from a few local trips. So I understand that. But in spite of it, God still made a way. He's still blessed. Like I said, if they cut your salary where they sack everybody, you are blessed. Let me read this one. If you recall, sir, it was in 2015, I testified concerning my acquisition of a property on the island. I had taken a 20-year mortgage at the time, but told God I didn't want to stay indebted that long. And I told him what time frame I wanted to fully repay. He said, at the beginning, I won't lie, it was extremely tough. I was literally living from hand to mouth, you know, after servicing my monthly payments. At the same time, different projects were coming up in church to which I was committing and making pledges towards. He said, ironically, I was progressively making larger pledges and, needless to say, was giving more than I had ever given in my life. He said, it didn't make sense. I recall many times at the point of redeeming my pledge, something would say to me, how do you intend to repay your mortgage early if you keep giving out money like this? He said, you better use it to offset your mortgage. He said, nonetheless, I will redeem the pledges. Unfortunately, my wife was in the know and fully supportive. Fast forward, I fully repaid my mortgage at the end of April this year. That was 2020.
Hallelujah.
He said, then it occurred to me that I actually took the mortgage in April 2015, exactly 5 years after, which was when I told God I wanted to repay.
Hallelujah.
Something that would have taken 20 years, he repaid in 5 years. He said, indeed, he is faithful and his ways are mind-blowing. In the same period, he said, I have given more than I have ever given in my life. I have taken my family on the most exotic vacations we have ever imagined, and by no means living from hand to mouth. All glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Like I said, these are the testimonies I like. Once to my contract maturing, our original head from South Africa was already reaching out to me to extend it. He said this is in itself was a miracle because many times in the organization, there have been people that have gone out as expatriates and gotten stranded at the end of their contracts. He said, in my case, I already had a renewed contract 4 months to expiration. He said, shortly after the renewed, my boss was promoted and the role became vacant. I interviewed for it and came out amongst the final two with a South African expatriate colleague. He said, in the feedback, I was told it was head-to-head, but they have given him the job so that I was anxious how things would play out, given we both competed. But to the glory of God, I have found favor. Not only has there been mutual respect, but he has been one of my greatest advocates. He says, sometime in August, a decision was made that my boss has to return to South Africa, and conversation started about his succession. From a policy perspective, the requirement for such a role is that it should be open for interviews. However, God used my outgoing boss to make a strong case as to why I should be the automatic successor.
Hallelujah.
He said, he was so vehement about it to the point that he was accused of not being objective. He was categorically told that by the overall group head in South Africa that he would not be involved in the decision-making process. He said, earlier in the day, our executive director, ED, who is my boss, direct boss in the country, had requested we have a chat. He said the following day. The next day, the group head called for a meeting with my boss and the ED and all that. As a result, she was asked to move our session by half an hour and all that. Shortly after that, I got to have the chat with her, and the first thing she did was to offer her hand in a handshake, congratulating me on getting appointed as the new head.
Hallelujah.
He said, it was totally unbelievable, all protocol broken, and can only be divine favor. And that was how I got the job effective September.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Interestingly, the principles work. Let me read one more. There are many. In this 2020 that you ever say we are all dying. Now, we are not all dying. Don't make that one door closed. The issue is that we are attached to the door. We are attached to the channel. Be attached to the source. Channels can change. The source remains the same. Are you here, somebody? That, okay, this business I've known all my life. There's no more selling. And so what? God will open on that one. God will show you another way. You just have to do what the Bible says. Glory to God. Okay. This will be the last one. There are so many of them. He said, I was trusting God for a brand new car in 2021. This was in maybe 2019 or 2020 that this thing started. But she was postponing it that I was trusting God for a brand new car in 2021, one that would cost at least $15 million. He said, looking at the exchange rates, by January this year, 2020, I had only $3 million. He said, during the gaining momentum, when Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo called for the seed towards our new site, I felt it wasn't for me because I had sold before. And truly, I know her personally, she had given big before concerning the project. He said, so I thought it wasn't for me because I had sold previously, but I heard in my spirit that the $3 million was my seed. He said, so I obeyed and sold again and started trusting God for the car afresh. Started trusting God for the car. He said, that same month, I got a new job, one bigger than what I even asked for. He said, and it came with an annual car allowance of $4 million. Now, he said, the allowance was nothing near the amount I needed to buy the car. And I would have to save for about 5 years to get a car. He said, I started the new job in March, but fast forward to July, without me making any special request, the head of HR in Nigeria suddenly asked me to make a car choice. He said, in her own words, she said, I don't know why, but corporate, that's the headquarters in US, in America, sent a policy exemption for the company in Nigeria to buy you a new car. Hallelujah. He said, and you are the only one that they sent approval for. Hallelujah. Because she told me this story personally. She said they had stopped, the company had a policy that they won't buy cars for anybody. Now, they used to buy cars before, but as of this year, they had stopped buying cars for, and they said there's a policy not to buy cars for any staff, but they sent an exemption from America that this particular one person, see, God can single you out. There is no collective suffering. Don't join yourself to any nonsense group that Nigeria was suffering. I'm not among. There was a policy that they're buying cars for any staff. That was the policy worldwide. But America sent a message that there's one girl that sowed a seed and God has to reward it. So they sent an exemption for her. They said, make a choice of a car. Make a choice of a car. It says, Papa, the car was delivered to me in August 2020, ahead of my desired date and without me spending one kobo. Hallelujah. He said, the car is fully insured, maintained, and fueled by the company. Hallelujah. He said, my own is just to be enjoying it. I'm telling you. He said, I sold $3 million. I was saving for the car and was blessed with a brand new car and more instead. No stress or spending. This can only be a blessing from God, a testament to his faithfulness. Come on, I thought you would celebrate more than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what are we saying? Tap into the word for the year. Go and get the message. I'm preaching. I'm not preaching it again. Go and get the message, the word for the year. God will fill my mouth with laughter. I broke it down as God led me to do so. Go and get it and hear it and hold on to it. There's no collective. If the whole world like, let them even sink, the whole world, God will still send me supplies. He will still keep his word to me. Everything me and him have agreed, he will still keep it. He's a promise keeper. Are you here, somebody? I say he's a promise keeper. So, how will I prosper this year? I have just a few minutes to touch this one. Joshua chapter 1, quickly. Joshua 1 verse 8. If you are going to prosper this year, you must lay a word foundation, the word of God. The word of God. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, what? Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do all that is what? Written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous, and thou shalt have what? Good success. Remember, I've explained prosperous to you. So it doesn't mean you must have a bag of money in your house. That's not what they're saying. But you will push forward
in spite of what is going on. You will go to whatever the next level represents for you. You make progress in spite of what is happening around you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You make progress. And they said the key is the word of God. By both receiving and applying what? The word of God. This year, start with the word. Be committed to the word. This is not here somebody's going to be every day. You're looking for who will prophesy to you and who will pray for you. All these baby things. You have to grow from it. Nobody grows spiritually by that. Nobody walks in victory by somebody always praying for you. It doesn't work like that. You need to know God and know the word of God and start applying it. You need to take the word of God seriously. You see, the bad thing, let's read Exodus 19 quickly. Exodus 19, 4 and 5 in NIV. Give me that one in NIV. Exodus 19, 4 and 5. The bad thing about the word of God is that because God doesn't shout, we don't take the word of God seriously. The word of God is true. It's all you need. And God just says it normally. That's the bad thing. God just says, if you touch this thing, you will make it. Because the way he said it, we don't take it seriously. We wanted him to have shouted. See, he said, for you yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on what? Eagle's wings and brought you to myself. When he said carried you on eagle's wings, he means by many miracles and by favor. You know, that's what he means by eagle's wings there. Things happened to brought you here. He said, now, if you obey me, what? Fully. And keep my word, covenant. Then, out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine. He said, you'll be blessed. If you obey me fully. This is a year for obedience. If you're going to laugh this year. See, a new year doesn't mean a new level. It's a new attitude that brings a new life. So you need to have a new attitude to the word of God. To obedience. Whatever is taught, whatever you find in God's word, whatever the Holy Spirit ministers to your heart, you do it. You do it. Obedience is the key to laughter. If you will laugh, I've given the word, it's a general word. It only prospers or manifests personally to those that obey. There's nothing like, well, I've given general, all of us must laugh. I've been this job 25 years, never happens like that. It's those that take it, act on it, believe it, run with it, accept it, agree with it, cooperate with it. It works for those ones. Salvation is for the whole world, yet many are going to hell every day. And God has not changed the plan. God didn't say, hey, there are many going to hell. You know, that simple thing he has said, that's what he's not going to say another one. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. That thing he has said, that for God so loved the world, that whosoever, no, the gospel that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, he shall not perish. But that, the way he said it, eh? He's not going to shout more than that. He has finished. If that one not do you, you will go to hell. If that one not do you, you are on your way to hell. That's it. Because God doesn't shout, we don't take his word. That's it. His word is powerful. That simple thing he said, that take time to pray every day. Not pray of begging God for something. Pray of fellowship. Take time to study the word every day. That simple thing he said, it can change your life. But because he didn't shout, you don't read your Bible. Because he didn't shout, you don't pray. That simple thing he said, forgive those that offend you. That simple thing he says, walk in love. That simple thing he said, be faithful. That simple thing he said, serve. That simple thing he said, love. That simple thing. It just doesn't appear serious enough. See, the reason why God doesn't shout anymore is that he has tried shouting before, it didn't work. You think if God shouts and brings thunder, you will obey? You won't obey. It takes a meek heart. It takes you committing. It takes you committing to seeking and obeying God's word for it to work. It's not God shouting. He's not going to shout more than this. He tried shouting before. Let's see Hebrews something. Let's see Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. In King James. Hebrews 2, 1 to 3. He says, therefore, we ought to give the what? More earnest heed. We have to give. This is what it takes. We are the one that will give earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Lest at any time we should do what? Let them sleep. Because the things of God can be very slippery. You start the year paying tithes. By July, things have been rough for you. Say you don't want to pay tithes. Woo! Woo! I wish you well.
And because consequences of the things of God doesn't happen immediately most times, we think it's not going to happen. He says, which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. Next verse. It says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received what? A just recompense of reward. See, if you obey the word of God, there's return, there's reward. If you disobey, there's recompense. There's repercussion. If you don't like what's going on in your life, check where you are disobeying. Check where you are missing it. And the word of God is so complete, there's no area it hasn't addressed. There's no area. You just have not paid attention. If you don't like anything going on in your life, go and sit down with God and ask him what you need to do. Ask him to send you a book, a message, something. Read the Bible. You will see where you need to adjust. There's no area the Bible doesn't cover. No area. Relationship with your boss, relationship with your parents, relationship with your spouse, they are all covered. If you are working somewhere, you must be faithful there. You must be a loyal worker. You can't be saying, oh, when I get a better job, I will behave better. No. That way you will never get a better job. Because the Bible says, he that is faithful in little is the one they will reward what? With much. The principles are there, but you must hunger and thirst for them. Are you here, somebody? Verse 3. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, but was now confirmed unto us by them that word heard him? He said, we are the ones that should pay earnest heed. Don't wait for God to shout. He has already said, see, let me show you where God tried shouting. God tried shouting before. Exodus 19, NIV now. Exodus 19 from verse 16. He says, on the morning of the third day, there was what? I can't hear you guys. There was what? Thunder. God wants to talk. He felt, God felt, if I come heavy, then go here. How they go take if I don't give them? That's what God was in here. God brought thunder. Look at this. He said, there was thunder and what? Lightning. With a thick cloud over the mountain. And a very what? God still put trumpet on top. He said, a trumpet blast, everyone in the camp will what? Tremble. See the next verse. He said, then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Next verse. He said, Mount Sinai was covered with what? Smoke. See a fizzy. When you see people doing disco or dancing and they are bringing smoke from that smoke thing, now God they learn them from. And they put all those lights, those fine lights. You've seen all those shows. That they found, God don't do those things. He do thunder and a subwoofer. God do all those sound effects. Sound, light, smoke. Did one. Entertainment people, now God, then they learn them from. No, forget. There's nothing that is not in the Bible. You just need the inspiration to see it. Nothing is not in the Bible. Nothing you want to think about. So God, you subwoofer, light, smoke. He said, because the Lord descended on it in fire. God came down in fire on top. He said, the smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. And the whole mountain, that's the mountain, like earthquake. The mountain itself trembled what? Violently. Ah, whatever God wants to say, they will never forget, Abby. He said, as the sound of a trumpet grew louder and louder. So God know about making sound. You know how movie people use sound to make us afraid? Try and watch those movies without the sound. You won't be that scared. The sound has major impact to make you afraid. You can say, where do they come from? God, this sound effect. God said the trumpet was growing louder. Gung, 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 gung. As God was coming closer, the sound was getting louder. In fact, see all the work where God do. I can imagine the technical team. The work where they do to stage this thing. Full technical crew. He said, as the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spake, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended on the top of the mountain and called Moses to the top of the mountain. What verse did I say I'm ending? 19. I've reached 20. Okay, you can stop here. Basically, God did all these things. This was Exodus 19. He did this to tell them the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. You know, the Bible is not in chapter and verses. So, this, basically, the story continued to where what he was calling them out to tell them with all these sound effects is Ten Commandments. Don't worship idol. Don't kill your brother. Don't commit adultery. You know the Ten Commandments, Nabi? How long did it take them to arrange idol and to start doing killing themselves and to start sleeping with everyone? How long? It didn't take long. So if you are waiting that God will shout to talk to, he has tried it before. He has tried it. The human nature is can easily forget. That's why in Hebrew they say, you give the more earnest heed so that the things won't sleep. It's not God that will, you are the one that will pursue it and hold it. You are the one that will position yourself in a way that you won't easily forget. Because it's easy to forget. It's easy to allow the spiritual things slip off your hand. It's very easy. Especially in the busy world and distracted world that we live in, where you can be distracted. So many apps, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of them, many. And you have to keep up YouTube. There are so many things distracting us today. Plus TV. There's DSTV, there's Netflix. Heavy distractions. It's very easy to let spiritual things slip. So in a whole day, you don't have time to read the Bible. You say you're busy, but you have browsed, you have laughed at jokes, in Insta, you have done everything except to read the Bible. You have talked to everybody except talking to God. You are the one that will pay earnest heed. It's not God that will shout again. That simple thing he has said, that if you seek me in secret, you will see reward in open. He has said it. If you are not seeing reward in open and you are crying, he won't change his mind. He could still tell you again, say, if you spend time in secret, you will see results in open. And you are going outside in open. Say, I'm not seeing results. You shout. He will say, if you. He's not going to change. He has done sound effects before. He has done thunder before. They didn't still hear. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So this year, you'll be praying for your heart. That your heart will be receptive to the word. That you won't be that kind of person that hears and does not do. That you'll be quick to respond to the things of the Spirit. And you'll be sustained this hunger and passion throughout the year. It's not something that will die in January and February. You're back to normal life. There are some things you know you should not be doing, but you're doing it gladly. You have gotten so used to it. You know it's sin. You know it's bad. But you are comfortable with it. And the bad thing about those sins is that the first one might be difficult, but after you continue, it becomes easy, becomes normal. Becomes normal. Your conscience dies. Stops talking about it. Somebody get what I'm saying? This is a year to obey God. Not that you never make mistakes, but your direction you are going should be clear. Should be clear you are walking towards obeying God and keeping God's word in every area of your life. There's no area that is not addressed. Are you here, somebody? So make up your mind this year. Make up your mind this year. Make sure you are not among those Christians that once they get comfortable, they start writing their own Bible. That happens a lot. Once people get financially comfortable or they get something they've been waiting for, they get married, next thing they become lazy. My husband doesn't eat microwave food, so I couldn't make service because I have to cook for him. I have business meeting, so I couldn't make church. I see that all the time. Once people get financially comfortable, some people say when they get comfortable, they don't even believe in church at all. Say church is in the heart. When you were broke and busted and disgusted, you knew you had to be in church. But now you're comfortable now. You have AC. You have house. You say church is in the heart. We don't have to. You write your own Bible because the Bible is clear about gathering of the children of God. It's clear. It's written. But you're already writing your own. I don't believe it. It's online. We are online. Is that what they said? I understand some people might not physically be able to make it for one reason, but that should not be your first option. That's only a last option. Because coming to church and being a part of a family, part of the blessings of it is accountability. Somebody, if you have not been in church for 2 weeks, somebody should be able to ask you what's happening before you go and die. But online, you know, online, some people, they put it on, but they're not listening. They're doing other things. They're not even in the room where this thing is playing. They're in the kitchen cooking. It's what's on fire, not online, that is configured. They are on the stove. accountability. Are you here, somebody? You know, the whole Old Testament is about children of Israel. Whenever they get blessed, they forget God. Then somebody kidnaps them. Somebody captures them. Then they pray, oh God, come on. Then God delivers them. They forget God again when they prosper. There are many Christians that their lives, once they are comfortable, they can almost go to church every day. That will not be you. This year, you're going to pray for your heart that is responsible. But before we do that, like I said, in the crossover, there's an anointing for properties. I want to quickly pray for those that believe that that is their word. I want you to connect with that word with a seed, of course. Whatever God lays in your heart, you know. You heard all the testimonies. No, I didn't engineer any of them. They were happening by themselves. If you believe that word is for you, God said that to me, that this, there's an anointing for properties. Some of you say, you don't even know how it's going to happen. But the word resonates with you. It resonates with you. We don't know how it's going to happen. Most of the testimonies, they didn't know how it was going to happen. They just took the first step of faith. If quickly, take a piece of paper or something, write the seed you're going to connect with that with. And I'm just going to pray over it and pray with you. Some of you, maybe you already own your own property. You can go into business of buying properties and renting them or selling or whatever. Quickly, write your name, what amount you're going to. I want you to tie a seed to it, okay? Don't just make it, don't keep it in your mind. Let it be written. Don't let it be something that you're playing with. It's a serious step. And let's pray quickly. Father, I thank you. Please raise it up if you have it so that we'll know who I'm praying with, who I'm praying with. Thank you, Jesus. Let's do this quickly. In case you were not here on crossover and we did that. We already did it in crossover, but I knew some people were not there. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Some of you is land you buy, some of you is house you buy. And you might not even buy it. you will get it. Glory to God. Let's pray. If you know that word is for you, please write the seed you're connecting. Whatever seed God lays in your heart to connect with it, it's fine. It's between you and God, really. Father, I thank you. We receive that prophecy that this year there's an anointing for properties. I pray for everyone here today that is tapping into that word. Let the miracle be released. Let the miracle be fulfilled in their own lives in 2021. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the channels of blessing and the channel of the doors that needs to be opened for that breakthrough to come. Let it be opened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take 1 minute to also pray for yourself, everybody, that this year you will have a heart that hungers to seek the word and to do the word. Go ahead and pray for 1 minute. Go ahead and pray that this year I will not be slack. I will not take the word of God for granted. Just because God is not shouting doesn't mean the word is less potent. It is still what will change my life. That's that simple truth in the Bible is still what will change my life. God doesn't have to bring thunder and lightning and trumpet for me to know that this is a serious thing. That simple principle, that simple wisdom, that simple instruction. Father, make me hunger. Make me make a more earnest heed. Let me pay attention. Come on, pray for yourself to this morning. Pray for yourself. The key to your laughter in 2021 is tied to your obedience of the word. It's tied to your obedience of the word. That's it. That's all it will take. Make sure you're doing what you know and start knowing more. Don't be a forgetful hearer this year. Make sure you have a plan to study the word of God. Buy good books. Listen to good teachers of the Bible. Become hungry for the word of God. Let the hunger for the word be bigger than the hunger for Instagram. Let it be bigger than the hunger for Facebook. Let it be bigger than the hunger for TikTok. Let it be bigger than the hunger for reading gossip. We read gossip to the end. I even read comments, but we can't read scripture. Lord, not this year. Let my heart hunger for your word. Let my heart hunger for your word. Mahandale, Lord, help me with the distractions. Help me with the distractions of this life. This year, I want to make progress in my knowledge of the word of God. I want to go deeper in the word of God. Let me not be a forgetful hearer. Every truth you show me, oh God, I want to be responsive. Mandebo sakadaya.
La brada satamando sakaba. Liba brade kazata morato. Zipalada yakalaba mumbradasa. Libra de sota mandada. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Zibakura dasata. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Please, all heads be bowed. Last prayer. All heads be bowed. If you are here today and you are not born again, this is the first Sunday of the year. I mean, you can't afford to be journeying this year without God at the center of your life. Whether you're upstairs or downstairs, all heads are bowed. If you are here and you are not born again and you want to give your life to Christ, please, can you raise your hand wherever you are seated? Just raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you right where you are. I need you to raise your hand above your head. You are saying, Pastor, I want to start this new year with God at the center of my life. Please raise your hand. You are here, you are not born again. Please raise your hand. Yes, raise it, raise it, raise it. Raise above your head. God bless you. God bless you. Please raise your hand. Raise your hand. Start the year well. 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 Thank you. Mandre de soto bradasa. Ikaba bradasa. Where are they? Where are they? Raise the hand. Raise the hand. Please, if your hand is raised, can you stand? Just stand on your seat where you are. Just stand where you are. Just want to pray with you. Stand. Don't be ashamed. Stand. If your hand is raised, please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Just stand where you are. If your hand is raised, please stand. Or maybe you were born again before, but you need to rededicate your life to Christ. You can also join. Please, let's pray together quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. All right. If you're standing, put your hand on your chest. Say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you. If you give a life to Christ, the ushers will give you a form and will talk to you after service. So stewards on that side, please make sure a minister meets with both of them or any other person that gave a life to Christ so that we'll talk with you. Start the year right. There's a class you need to also take so that you know God better. What's happening throughout this week?